Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dusty Staub is here, too. Robert E. Staub, the second, otherwise known as Dusty. And that's what we call him around here. That's what his mama calls him. And Dusty's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the author of The Heart of Leadership. He's also the author of The Seven Acts of Courage, and now out in a new edition. And we're going to talk about intangibles. I was talking earlier about this. But let's just get him in here. Dusty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. As always, you're always welcome here. So, Dusty, I was telling the audience about, before you got here, about what we were going to talk about, and I used the term intangibles. And I love hearing coaches talk about that. I mean, how many times have you heard coaches say, if we win today, it won't be because we blocked and tackled. It'll be because we called on our intangibles. We found a way. We're outgunned. We're outsized. You know, they're faster than we are, but we won the game because we called on the intangibles. And, you know, what's inside of us, the things that you can't hold, the things that make a little team beat a big team or whatever, those are things that are part of the human spirit that are just a force. And I fear, and I know you talk about this all the time, I fear that they just go wanting too much. There's so much that's available to us inside of us that we don't call on. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. One of my formulas is that true leadership is spiritual in its impact. It calls people to a higher order of thinking, a higher order of perceiving, and a higher order of being. And the most important things in the world are the intangibles. You know, it's like, for instance, faith. How do you measure faith? Love. How would you measure love? Mm-hmm. How would you measure belief? Belief
faith,
in somebody.
Faith is devotion to the unseen. I mean, my gosh,
what
could anything be more intangible than that, right?
Yeah, and we fall in love with the material world, and we think we're measuring the material world. And yet, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to running a business, when it comes to being effective in life, you really run on intangibles, and you have to tap the intangibles in other people, and that's what it's all about.
Well, there's no question about it, and one of the things that I like to talk around here and have for a long time is getting out of our own way. I mean, I think about so many times where I failed, and it wasn't because I didn't have a good idea. It wasn't because people weren't lined up to help me. I didn't get out of my own way. I'd gone brain dead about myself. And then I think back on times when I wasn't supposed to make it. I mean, there's absolutely no reason that I should have succeeded. And yet I did. And I look back and I call it because I didn't get out of my own way. What do you think?
Yes, I totally agree. You know, it reminds me of the teachings of Sun Tzu.
I should say I did get out of my own way. That's what I meant to say.
When you get out of your way, it's like there's a wonderful saying from Sun Tzu. It says, if you know not yourself but know your enemy, mm-hmm. you will lose nearly every battle. If you know your enemy but know not yourself, you will lose every battle.
That's right.
But if you know yourself and know your enemy, you need not fear the outcome of 1,000 battles.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing yourself, knowing others, is that intangible force that allows you to be wiser in the actions you take and to avoid some of the foolish mistakes that so many of us can make at times.
And you refer to the heart a lot about this. And, of course, the heart has been, I mean, people – you know, this is a primordial story, right? People have referred to the heart for so many of these intangible stories. They're going back for thousands of years, right? So that's not new, but you have a little bit of a different spin on it. Tell us what you mean.
Yeah, for me, heart really is that intangible aspect of where we connect to the most deepest level with nature. We connect with the most deepest nature with ourselves, with each other, with the mystery of the universe. And the heart's much more than a pump. You can look at the physical aspect of it. But Dr. Candace Pert and her team of researchers discovered something called neuropeptides, which is your brain produces these molecules of meaning based on thoughts, feelings, emotions, interpretations, perceptions. Your heart does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Your heart is composed of a nervous tissue. There is a mind. There is an intelligence in the heart, just like there is in the gut. The belly mind, as the Chinese would say, mm-hmm. or the Celts would say, fire in the belly, fire in the heart, fire in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So these fires, but the one in the heart is where it integrates. It brings in the intelligence, it integrates it into meaningfulness, and it takes in the gut instinct from the belly mind, and it takes it and takes it into a different level of understanding that allows us to be much more effective in the way we live our life, the way we lead.
Well, the head tells you what's real in front of you. The stomach, the gut calls on what's happened in the past, and the heart kind of manages all of that, and adds the humanity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And people don't follow you, Jim, because you're smart. People don't follow you because you're clever. People follow you because they have an emotional connection with you.
Connection.
People follow out of emotionality. In fact, without emotion, you can't really think as clearly. Emotion is part of our intelligence, and it's a critical part.
Right. So keep going. You're doing good.
All right. Well, I believe that what we need is to come back to our heart. Look at the opioid epidemic in mm-hmm. our country right now and in the world. Look at the use of drugs, antidepressants, anti-anxiety. I think people are hungry for a sense of meaning. Church seems to have lost a lot of its cachet, especially in Ireland, where I spent a lot of time.
In the United States, too.
And it's lost its credibility due to abuse and covering up abuse. And people are now looking for, well, what does life mean? What's the meaning? Without meaning, we then try to deaden the pain, and that's where the drugs and the alcohol abuse come
in. You know, another thing that happens when we lose the heart connection, I think the less we focus on the heart, as you call it, the way you talk about it, the more selfish we become. The more we focus on the heart, the more we recognize that there are things in the world, as hard as we may be, not much as we may not believe it, there actually are things in the world that might be more important than us. At least maybe in a certain moment in time, you know. And I think we're losing.
Einstein
that's
said.
What I'm worried that we're losing. And I think that's part of the church's problem, is we got a lot of people who don't want to set aside their time for something greater than them, like belief in having faith. Hold on to that thought. Dusty Staub, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. When we come back, he was just in a pretty good, significant event in Ireland, where he was the moderator of a program, and I want him to tell us about that and what he learned and what he talked to them about. You'll love this story. After the break, 20 after singles.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.